There's a beautiful story that I will tell you, which comes from the Chinese. And there was a Chinese bell maker. And he wanted to make a bell that would sound around the earth. And everybody would know that he has made the bell. Every time he attempted to make a bell, something terrible happened. The metal would crack. Suddenly, a stone would roll across the street into the pit into which he had poured the metal. Sometime a live animal would jump suddenly into the melting pot, even so it was killed, but the sound of the bell wasn't perfect because there was a hindrance for the traveling of the sound, of the smoothness. So finally he had no more money to buy any metal when his wife had already deserted him because he was so obsessed with the idea of being the great man who has made that fantastic bell. And so he attended to some other business. And then one day, for some little children of the village, when he was already pretty old, and the power of the ego had exerted itself sufficiently, he made a little play of bells, some row of bells, and he toned them. And then he gave it to the children. And the people came and said, "Who made these bells? These are the sweetest sounds, a beautiful melody. Oh, what a beautiful play of bells." So when he succeeded when he was no longer on an ego trip. And this little story accounts for all of us. Jesus has another saying to which I like to refer. Those who have their reward on earth, they had it. Their name, fame, and recognition. But those who didn't have still something to look forward to.